Tennessee doctors are prescribing far fewer high-powered narcotics than they were just a few years ago. State health officials believe that's because physicians are now required to notify the state when they put patients on a regimen of painkillers. Since 2012, the amount of opiates like oxycodone and hydrocodone prescribed in Tennessee has dropped by about 15%, or roughly a billion milligrams. The database that's tracking the drugs has been around for more than a decade, but only recently were doctors required to use it. By logging in, they know if a patient is already getting drugs from another doctor, and the state knows which physicians are the heaviest prescribers, though the names are kept confidential. Tennessee's chief medical officer, David Reagan, says there's reason to shield doctors from public scrutiny.
Some of them simply have busy practices and they're doing a good job, and what they do is pain medicine. So by making a list like that public, it would potentially create misconceptions in the public's minds about individual practices that would be inappropriate.
While the state won't disclose the doctors doing the most prescribing, it is showing the counties where they're writing the most prescriptions. There's been a big year-over-year decrease in Northeast Tennessee, which has had the biggest problem with pain pills in recent years. But rural parts of the Cumberland Plateau and along the Tennessee River have seen a spike in the last year. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.